felt inspired to come here and to hear a little bit about this this temple and the history of the temple and the deities and the pastimes of this place. So Mataji is going to enlighten and enliven us all. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So this is an old Brijbasi temple, which is about 250 years old. And the pastime that took place here is where Krishna is braiding Radharani's hair and decorating her hair with flowers. So in the back direction is Varshana. And this whole area is called... Can you hear? No, sorry. This whole area is called Kusumvan, the forest of flowers. And in the front direction, in this direction, is Radhakund. So Radharani is coming here daily around 11 o'clock in the morning, which will be in another hour's time. And then she's picking flowers in this forest and making flower garlands and flower balls for Krishna's pleasure. And then she goes to Radhakund and they have midday water sport pastimes. There's also a festival called Sanji Leela, which is an annual festival, which comes just before Kartik time. It's a 16-day festival. And here the young gopis, they decorate the entrances of the houses with cow dung designs, and they use flowers to decorate these designs. And it's called Sanji Leela. Does anybody know this Leela? No, I haven't seen. Even to this day, the young bridge gopis or bridge girls are still decorating their houses in this period. So there's usually a competition who would make the most beautiful flower arrangement and who will decorate the Sanji very beautifully. And naturally, Radharani wants to win the competition. So all around Varshana, the flowers have become very scarce. There's so many gopis are picking. So Radharani thought she'd come with the Asta Sakis on the 16th morning here and pick the most beautiful flowers and decorate her Sanji. That time, Krishna also heard of a plan coming to this forest. So that morning, he decided not to go grazing the cows with his coward boyfriends, Madhumangal, Sriram, Subal. He sent them in a different direction. And he came here to this forest dressed up as a gardener, which is called a Mali, I think. And that's what you also see in the picture on the altar there. There's an old painting which comes from the monument where Krishna also has a mustache because he's in a disguised form, I think. So Krishna, he's in this costume. And he's seeing that Lalita, Vitaka, Tunga, Vijasu, Devi are all picking flowers, very absorbed and putting into their jollies. So he starts scolding them. Hey, you girls, you're trespassing. You're picking my flowers. Who are you? So they became very alarmed. Who is this person suddenly chastising them, scolding them like this? So Lalita and Vishaka, Radhani's principal gopis, they came forward. And they said to this Mali, this gardener, who are you to stop us? In the whole of Vrindavan, our Radharani is a queen. She's Vrindavan Ishwari. We can pick flowers anywhere we like without any permission. So this gardener is saying, I am the owner and you are trespassing. I don't know any Radharani. So Radharani is noticing she's attracted to this person like she's attracted to Krishna. So she's becoming alarmed who this person is. So she's looking at him and studying him. And there she sees in his bagal bandi, his kurta top, that there's a flute sticking out. So then she recognized, this is Kana. He said, hey Lalita, hey Vishaka, look, Kanaiya has come to trick us. So when Lalita and Vishaka recognized this is Krishna, they also became very pleased because now they can have a pastime with Krishna. But Krishna becomes very afraid because he's always tricking them. And today it is Asta Sakis and he's alone. Madhumangal, Sriram and Subala are not with him. So they have a good opportunity to take revenge. Krishna folds his hands and he prays. He says, hey Radhe, I have one desire. Please fulfill my desire. So Radhani says, what is your desire? My desire is that I would like to braid your hair. So all these beautiful flowers, like to make this singar, the decoration of your braid. So Radhani is very pleased. Go ahead. But there was one problem. While Krishna was arguing with the gopis, the flowers from their jolis had fallen on the ground and they became dusty. So Krishna is thinking how he can use these dusty flowers on Radharani's hair. He needs to wash them first. But in this whole area, there's no water to wash flowers. That time, Jamuna Devi was very close. So Krishna says to Radhe, I'll quickly run to Jamuna and wash the flowers and come back. So Radharani is thinking, Krishna is a trickster. If you give him half a moment, he'll disappear again. He may go to another gopi. How you can trust him? So Krishna is understanding Radharani's heart. So he takes his flute. It digs it to the ground and this water starts appearing, which is Kusum Sarovara. Then it cleanses the flowers in this water and it decorates her braid. Then Radhani gives a name to Krishna, Ban Bihari. Ban means forest, Bihari means lord of the forest. So he's not the Ban Mari, the forest gardener, but Ban Bihari, the lord of the forest. Slower. Okay, sorry. Okay. Sorry, I was... So you still want to translate it? Should I stop now? Oh, what? Okay. Sorry. Thank you. So he's the lord of the forest. So in this small temple, it commemorates the leader that took place at Kusum Sarovara. This temple was established by Raja Jawahar Singh, who was the son of Raja Surajmal, who these monuments are made in memory of. He was a Vaishnava king. And should I tell the history of this? So this king prayed to Giridhari, Raja Surajmal. And he said, "Hey Giriraj, please give me the power to get rid of the Muslims." That time, 300 years ago, the Muslims were ruling India. "And I promise you, whatever treasure they have, I will not use for my royal family, I think, or for the citizens, but I will use for your pilgrims who come on Govardhan. I'll make nice bathing ghats and chhatris." These are called chhatris, meaning they sheltered places from the sun and the rain. So he went to war in Hastinapur, which is New Delhi. And his body wasn't found. And his son, Jawahar Singh, to maintain his father's promise, they had defeated the Muslims. So he, all the treasure that they had accumulated, he brought, and they made this beautiful chhatri. So the big dome, it's in memory of Raja Surajmal. It's a Pushpa Samadhi, like. And the two smaller domes on either side, they're in memory of the queens. So this small temple was commemorated at that time, what Leela took place here. And you'll see the deities, the Agiraj Shilas, sitting in the pose with the top Shila is Krishna Banbihariji and the bottom Shila is Radharani, I think. And Krishna has a comb in his hand and Radharani has a mirror in her hand, I think. So Radharani is looking at Krishna. There's also a lesson in this Leela. And Radharani's back's to Krishna, so she's seeing him through the mirror. Now in the material world, if anybody looks into the mirror, the importance is I, me and mine, aham, our false ego. But for Radharani, it's only Krishna. She's not looking at herself, she's looking at Krishna. So she's giving us the inspiration of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching from the Shishastakam, Cheto Darpanam Marjanam. Our heart is compared to be like a mirror and is covered by the dust of sinful activity, which accumulate for many, many lifetimes. But when we are calling Krishna's name by chanting this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. This heart, this consciousness is becoming purified. So Srimati Radhani can see the beautiful smiling face of Krishna in her mirror. There is a beautiful smiling face of Krishna in the mirror of our hearts as we become pure devotees. This is the first lesson. Secondly, Krishna is doing service. He's braiding Radharani's hair. But Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There's no need for Krishna to do any service. Swayam Bhagavan. He has many demigods. He has many devotees like ourselves. Krishna can just order. In Vrindavan, there's a very special place called Seva Kunj. So Seva Kunj is the heart of Vrindavan. And there also Krishna is serving Srimati Radharani. He's putting the mehndi on her hands. He's putting the ankle bells on her feet. He's massaging her legs after Ras Leela because Radharani is tired after dancing. Krishna is serving Radharani. And here also Krishna is serving Srimati Radharani. So Kusum Sarovara is also considered to be the heart of Giri Govardhan. Now Giri Govardhan is in the form of a peacock. The eyes are Radhakund and Shamakund. Mouth Mukara Vind is Manasi Ganga. The neck is Dangati. The stomach is Anyur, with Anukut was offered. The stomach is Anyur, with Anukut was offered. The tail is Puchri. The backside is Jatipura, up to Udhavakund. And the heart, Kusum Sarovara. Kusum Sarovara is also described to be the smiling face of Giriraj. And Krishna Mahamudra is also described to be the inner ear of Giriraj. So we all know that in our material bodies, the inner ear's function is for hearing and for balance, body balance. So Kusum Swara also has the qualities for spiritual balance. Here we see that Krishna, by his own personal example, is showing service to his dear devotee. He's showing the quality of humility to serve. He's the Supreme Lord, but he's showing humility to serve. Trinada Pishtunichana. Then, the mood of the devotee should be like Srimati Radharani. And that mood, that bhav is Asishava Pinastamam. I know no one but Krishna as my Lord. Even if he handles me roughly in his embrace or makes me broken-hearted. But for me, he's my worshipper Lord unconditionally. This is called Atmani Vedanam. Complete surrender of our body, mind and soul to the lotus feet of Krishna. So Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, as you surrender unto me, I reward you accordingly. So Radharani is totally surrendered to Krishna. So Krishna also offers himself to Srimati Radharani. So now we want Krishna in this lifetime with a guarantee. We only have to do two things. Number one, call his name by chanting this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And number two, is become the servant of all the Vaishnavas. Das and Das and Das. And Krishna comes running to you in this very lifetime. So this is basically the philosophy of our Krishna consciousness in this Leela, I think. And this passing that took place here. And here also, Uddhavji is residing in the form of grass and creepers. Later on, Mataji will tell you the story when you go to Uddhavji. And here the qualities for spiritual balance is, one, that we develop humility, because humility is a jewel of the devotee, which attracts Krishna. Secondly, Krishna showing by his own personal example, service. So, Vaishnav Seva. The aspect of chanting. Here, Uddhavji manifested in his personal form through the chanting of the holy name. Fourthly, the Srimad Bhagavatam was spoken here to the 16,000 screens of Gurdwarka, right, in the period of 1 month. So we pray in this very sacred and very, very powerful place, I think, for these qualities to manifest within our hearts, with prema and bhakti. Because through seva, prema and bhakti manifests. And unless we have prema and bhakti, love and devotion, and Krishna is not attracted, I think. So, take advantage of being here today and pray for these qualities so Krishna can be very, very merciful. And also, all the personalities in this area. Personalities meaning, one is Radhavan Bihariji, number two is Uddhavji, number three is our Naradji. He's just across the road there, I think. He also had a dip in Kusum Sarovar and he became a gopi, Naradji, I think. So he can take the darshan of Rasleela, I think. So this very place is very, 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 very special, I think. This old temple belongs to this Brijbasi Mataji, sitting there, I think. And now she's handed this temple over to ISKCON, I think. And we are under the shelter of Radhanath Swami and the Chapati Srijada Gopinath Temple in Bombay. And we came here 18 years ago by the order of our spiritual master. My spiritual master's name is Bhakti Balapuri Goswami, Prabhupada disciple from Scotland. And my Guru Maharaj received his Govardhan Shila from this Baba and Mataji. And he wished to reciprocate with him. And he only felt that the way to reciprocate for receiving Krishna is to offer service. So that time in this whole area, there was no water. And they were old. And they had to go at least for a kilometer, kilometer and a half to get this drinking water. So my grandma was thinking maybe we could do a boring here and some sweet water could come and would assist them. But they advised him that it would be a waste of time because the whole area is salty. So then my Guru Maharaj thought that the best thing to do was to offer their grains for the year. At harvest time, grains are bought, wheat, I think. So they accepted, I think, that Guru Maharaj served for the 9 years, 9, 10 years, offering them wheat seva. And then my Guru Maharaj sent myself and my husband from Scotland to do some deity shopping for Scottish Yatra. And we had to come and meet them. And they were bedridden with typhoid, I think. To the degree that it was looking as they were on the verge of leaving their bodies, I think. So we were very anxious, so we called our Guru Maharaj up. And my Guru Maharaj said to us that we should immediately get some medical treatment for them and some prasadam and take care of them till he comes in 15 days' time. So in 15 days, my Guru Maharaj had arrived. They were getting stronger and healthier. And then my Guru Maharaj proposed to her, Mataji, that she accepts one of his disciples as an assistant servant, to help them in their old age. So Mataji refused, because basically this whole place was like a jungle area. All these buildings were not here before. All these residential accommodations, shops and whatever. It's basically just this temple, one or two, or the Hanumanji temple, or the temple like this. And everything was just basically just like jungle. So Mataji didn't want to take any responsibility for anybody. So she said to my Guru Maharaj, when I'm getting sick, I will phone you and you can send someone. So my Guru Maharaj said, well, that time will be too late, because we are all Western people. We don't know how to serve in the dham. So we'll not know what to do. So it's best you keep someone so that they can train them. And then when you do get sick and you're unable, they can be able to assist you. So that was what my god sister was requested. But she found it would be too austere for her. So she refused. Then my Guru Maharaj asked myself, who was standing next to her. And then I said to my Guru Maharaj, I'll just try, because I don't know if I could stay and do this. And then my Guru Maharaj said, okay, stay for 3 months. And if you can't manage, you can come back. So my 3 months ended up 18 years. I've not gone back for 18 years yet. And the Baba, the Pujari, had left his body, which is 14 years now. And he was partially blind. And his only service and joy was to give the story of Radhavan Bihariji to anybody who comes at Kusum Sarovara. And to be hospitable to any person who comes past. Anybody who comes to the gateway of Radhavan Bihariji, in whatever way we can serve them, we offer that service. Which means, if it's hot, they can get some shelter, some shade, or a fan, panka, some hawa, wind. Or if it's raining, they can take some shelter from the rain. Or if they really tried, they can just take a break. And if they need a glass of water, they can have a glass of water. Or if they really disturbed from the material world, they can get some harikata. So this was his joy. And we are still trying to offer this service to everybody who comes. And now the situation is growing, like all of you are sitting here. And Baba, the day he left his body was the Sarat Punima of Kartik. This is when the Rasila enters. And he was 89 years old. And our ISKCON devotees were chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. He had Giridhari on his hat, and he was chanting Radhe Radhe, and he left his body at that time, very most auspicious time. And his basically prayer was that he didn't become a beggar at anybody else's door in his old age. And he doesn't take any service from anybody, but he can only be at the shelter of his Radhavan Bihariji. He was begging for this. So all his wishes were fulfilled at his last time. Now Mataji is 78 years old, and our services continue to serve her, and help to assist to maintain this temple, the service and pleasure of Sri Radhavan Bihariji. So this is a small story of our Radhavan Bihariji in this temple. Hare Krishna.
So I was just saying to Mataji that we will hear about Uddhav when we go to the temple, but perhaps she can, because she is a Dham Vasi. So she, Dham Vasi Dasi. A Dasi Dham Vasi Dasi. So perhaps she can share with us, because even if sometimes you can't, say for example, if someone is speaking in a language you can't quite grasp, or they're speaking words you're not familiar with, which can happen when you come to a new place in the Dham. But just the atmosphere of being with somebody who actually lives here is very, very important. Because by living here, you become part of this place. You feel like this is your reality. So we come visiting, and when you're a visitor in someone's house, you're on your best behavior. Oh, thank you very much. And they share and take care of you. But it's very different than if you're in your own house. So when you go to the holy places, we always try to find somebody who is authentically present there. You may meet somebody who's not authentic in their dham seva. So it's a very, very rare and special occasion when you meet somebody who is. And they pick up the mood and the feeling of that place in a way that we can all benefit from. We want, it's like being close to some heater. You want some of the warmth to come into your body. So we want some of this lila, whether we can understand it, whether we grasp it, whether we're familiar with it or not. Just the presence is very important in these places. And this is why we go on Parikrama anyway. So let's now ask if we can hear about the Uddhava temple here.
Just to add to this, what Mataji is saying, when my Guru Maharaj left me, donated me to Mataji, then he told me one thing. Just as I am your spiritual master, you accept her as your my spiritual master. She is guiding you. She's a bridge busi. And we are, said, Yavanas and Malachas from the West. We have to learn to love Krishna. And they already know how to love Krishna because it's natural for them. So in their association and service, it will rub off on you. So just be in that association and just follow whatever she says. So this is like an important point in, through association. Now, Uddhavji's story is that what I've learned from Mataji and a little bit of what I've read in of books of Srila Prabhupada. So that's all I know. There's much more to be said, but those are more advanced in these leelas, they can most probably share. So Krishna was leaving the planet after the battle of Kulukshetra. I think the time became that his leela is now rounding off, and Krishna is going back home to his dham. So he was sitting with Uddhavji. Uddhavji is his cousin brother, his minister, best friend, I think. Very close, and he looks like Krishna also, I think. So he's saying to Uddhavji, I think, you ask for a boon now. I'm leaving. What would you like? So Uddhavji is saying, my dear Prananath, Krishna, please give me residence at Kusumvan, I think. So Krishna became silent for a moment, and then Krishna said, I'm sorry, I cannot benedict you this. Because Radharani is Vrindavan Ishwari, she's the queen of Vrindavan, and I'm also under her control. Whatever she allows, only what that happens. But I can show you the pathway. If you perform some austerity, then please Srimati Radharani, then definitely she will fulfill your desire. So he had went to go Badrikashram, and he performed some austerities. After some time, Srimati Radharani appeared to him and asked him, what do you wish? I think, please give me residence at Kusumvan in the form of grass and creepers. I think. So she said, tatastu. I think. So be it. Now the question is why? I think. Why did he want to be as in the form of grass and creepers? At Kusumvan also. I think. So Uddhavji is also the disciple of Brihaspati. Right, the guru of the demigods. So he had a lot of knowledge, gyan, and he was very proud of his gyan. So now when Krishna is very merciful to his devotee, the first thing Krishna does is take away your pride. So Krishna was feeling the separation from the Brijvasis, and Brijvasis are feeling also separation from Krishna. So Uddhavji is in Dwarka, and he's missing the Brijvasis. So he says to Uddhavji, okay, now you go to Braj and you take my message to everyone. To Mother Yasoda, to Nanda Baba, to all the Gwals, to all the Gopis, I think, Srimati Radharani. Go and represent me and take the message. So he comes to Braj, I think. He meets Nanda Baba, Yasoda Maya, all the Gwals and Gopis. And he gives them the message from Krishna. Then he meets privately the Gopis in the forest. I think. And then he says to them, Krishna's message. And they're still crying out of separation from Krishna. I think, missing Krishna so much. And he says to them, why are you crying like this? Krishna is omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent. He's a super soul within your heart. He's with you. He's so close to you. Why are you feeling like this? So he got a bit annoyed. And so the gopi said to Uddhava, we don't want Bhagavan Krishna. We want our Gopal Krishna. Our Nandana Nandana. Our Rasika Raj, you think. Our Kana, you think. So as he was trying to make them understand with logic, they would not want to hear. And then he realized that these gopis are so advanced. They have so much prem, so much love for Krishna. And he doesn't have the same for Krishna. He's so close to Krishna. With him so much in the day. And he looks like Krishna. Has so much association of Krishna. But doesn't have that prem for Krishna like these gopis have. So then he realized that they're very elevated devotees. So he wanted the Charan Raj from the gopis. Now, which devotee will give another devotee Charan Raj? Out of humility, out of respect, no one will do this thing. So, he wanted the form of grass and creepers here because Radharani is coming 11 o'clock every day. And in a disguised form, he's taking the Charan Raj upon his head as they are passing by. So, when Brajana became the king of Braj and Parikshit Maharaj became the king of Hastinapur after the Pandavas had retired and gone to the Himalayas to retire, then Brajana was riding on his horse, and he was looking throughout his whole kingdom of Braj, and he's seeing that the whole of Braj is crying in separation from Krishna. So sad. All the trees are buckled over, the deer is not dancing, the birds are not singing, and the whole place is just crying in separation of Krishna. Then he came to the banks of the Jamuna and he sees Jamuna Devi is dancing so beautifully, so nicely. He's wondering, what's this? All of Braj is so sad and Jamuna is so happy. What is the cause of this? What is the meaning? So he prays, hey Jamuna Ma, the whole of Braj is so sad and you are so happy. What is this meaning? So Jamuna Maya manifested herself. He says, hey beta, my son, I am happy because Krishna has come back home. I am one of his patranis, his queens, And when he was having his leela on this planet, he was running barefoot behind the coward boys and the cows. He was paritaranai sadunam, he was vanquishing all the demons and he was protecting his devotees. We were in separation from him because we didn't have service to his Sri Charan. But now he's come back home and we are happy because we have service to his Sri Charan. His lotus feet. So he said, now that you are here, I have one service for you. On my banks is all these 16,000 queens from Dwarka sitting in meditation, wanting direction how they can attain Krishna. So please, you take them to Kusumvan, where Uddhavji is residing, in the form of grass and creepers, but he's a lover of kirtan. So you should have ecstatic kirtan there. So Brajanabhi is saying, but I haven't ever seen him, how will I recognize him? He says he loves kirtan so much that he'll manifest in his personal form. So the 16,000 queens came. The 108 queens already had left with Krishna. 16,000 queens had remained back. So he brought them here and they had ecstatic kirtan here. And then Uddhavji appeared, manifested himself. And then Vrijadab requested, please give direction to these queens, they're suffering in separation from Krishna. What should they be doing? So Uddhavji said, they should hear Srimad Bhagavan in the period of 1 month without any interruption. There should be no interruption to the speaker or to the hearer. For this reason, please call Parikshit Maharaj to protect this whole area. And this is the beginning of Kali Yuga. So when Parikshit Maharaj came and he heard what he had to do, then he also inquired, well, how am I going to hear and get the benefit? If I'm performing the service, then I won't be able to hear. So then Uddhavji benedicted Parikshit Maharaj that whatever these queens are going to hear and attain in the period of 1 month, you will soon hear from Sukadeva Goswami in the period of 7 days and attain the same. So the Srimad Bhagavatam was spoken here. When it came to the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the Leela of Krishna, one by one, the queens of Dwarka entered into Samadhi, Krishna's Leela, and they left for Golok Dham. So like I was saying, the ingredients for devotional stability. So Srimad Bhagavatam was first spoken here in the period of 1 month, and to the queens of Dwarka, and then Sukadev Goswami heard from Parikshit Maharaj. Parikshit Maharaj heard from Sukadev Goswami as Sukratal.
Okay. So who that
Uddhavji. Yeah. Right. And so you go to this temple there, Uddhavji has the Srimad Bhagavatam in his hands. So that is Uddhavji's story.
So I think we shouldn't hold you up with your morning savor, yes, cooking and everything else, which takes place very seriously every day. So we thank you very much for giving us your time. Thank you, Hare Krishna Mataji. And we will proceed on now to the Uddhavji temple. So let us go. And everybody, one who would like to take darshan of the deities here, take a little few moments here. That would also be nice. I think we have to keep moving. Our schedule is there. So we'll have kirtan, start kirtan here, and then proceed to the back. Yeah. Oh, very nice. Yes, if anyone would like, there's a beautiful book there with the stories of Kusum Sarovara. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Mataji. How much are the 50 rupees each. Okay. Hare Krishna.